Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He sent me a more than generous donation. So I'm going to dedicate three videos to him, and this is the first one. Recently I found this graphic while working on a Memes of the Week video. It's from a survey study in America which surveyed 5,459 guys about their experiences dating in their teenage years, and you can clearly see that from one generation to the next, less men are getting involved in relationships. Right now, 44% of Gen Z men have not had a partner during their teenage years. What do you think is going to happen to populations in the future? Right now, much of the West, fertility rates are around 1.4 to 1.5. As this trend accelerates, the fertility rates, I predict, will fall below 1, and each subsequent generation will be less than half as large as the one before it. In March of 2023, 63% of men aged 18 to 29 said that they were single, as Gen Z men were giving up on dating entirely. A couple months ago, I made a video discussing how the red pill is now obsolete. Well, for two-thirds of men that don't have relationships and are single, that's definitely the case. A couple years before that, I said in the future, roughly 40% of men would go their own way. 40% would be sent their own way, and 20% would be the attractive Chad class that would clean up in the cooch department. It looks like we're already there. But that Chad number is way too high at 20%. It looks like to qualify as a Chad these days, you gotta up your game, as only 14% of guys date most or all of their teenage years. Women are increasingly picky because in the past, with boomers, 32% of guys dated most or all of their teenage years. Gen X was rather similar. I think that with Generation Alpha, it's probably going to be even worse. But we haven't even introduced Loverbots, AI girlfriends, augmented reality spicy content, and artificial wombs. Those will be the nail in the coffin of marriages in human populations. Imagine using an adult version of something like Sora to create any fantasy woman that you want, doing any crazy thing that you want, in full HD video. The technology is there, just hasn't been distributed to every schwing-schwang equally yet. Humanity, thanks to AI, is about to face an existential crisis, as most people's jobs become replaced by machines, and we're also facing a reproductive crisis as life is becoming way too physically easy for most people. The new currency is going to become attention. And you can see that with women that are losing their attention, like Britney Spears melting down on social media. As well as all the Karens trying to create outrage in the conservative men that they secretly wish would shag them, but just ignore them. The internet means more and more attention going to fewer and fewer people. And those without enough of it start to get mentally ill. Most guys don't care about female attention and validation anymore, because they're getting substitutes through fapping material, TikTok, or even video games. The effort to find and keep a girlfriend is becoming way too much, just as women's expectations rise to the moon, while simultaneously the men with less testosterone don't want to put the effort in that it takes to find and more importantly keep a girlfriend. The girls won't settle for substandard men these days, and the men are finding digital substitutes. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto De Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the world is about to change dramatically thanks to fertility collapse and AI clown world show. I've been trying to tell you guys for months now that AI is the real deal. And I now understand that lower fertility rates are necessary in such a technologically deflationary world. But don't take my word for it. Today's Not So Mystery link is to a channel I discovered a while back. And the guy that made it discusses what Sam Altman, the creator of OpenAI, has to say about things. We're all about to become a lot wealthier than our wildest dreams, if the gains in AI and robotics are shared with most people. Imagine a world where people have more leisure time than they can imagine. If you're ever thinking of traveling the world, the next few years might be it to see places like the national parks, because if our species becomes increasingly idle, most will have an existential crisis. And the first thing they'll do is travel the world to find themselves, and all the beautiful places with the perfect selfie spots will be overcrowded forever. Besides, even if that doesn't happen, with less and less relationships and family formation, younger people will still have tons of disposable income. And if you think that visiting a place like the overcrowded Grand Canyon is crazy today, then just imagine what it's going to be like when you have to book a time slot to visit months in advance. People are going to seek out any new experience that makes them feel something again if they aren't in relationships. As for 44% of young guys no longer dating, it's not about guys being rejected. I think it's a combination of overstimulation through online fapping material that's the real problem. They're desensitized through sexual imagery, but also the red pill ideas which have gone mainstream, teaching them about female nature, and now the black pill making many of them give up before they even try. The full consequences of a coming fertility crash will probably be felt in the next 5 to 10 years, with catastrophic fertility crashes in Gen Z as they get into their 30s and don't want to reproduce. I also think that many are using spicy content that's ever more extreme as a way to wean themselves off of the big biobag women out there. That's been my strategy over the last 8 years, to find material that's more stimulating than real life. So who knows what kind of debauchery Gen Z is finding on their phones. I also wonder if hookup culture could also be part of this. The survey says boyfriend or girlfriend and doesn't say random one-night stand or hookup. What if guys are just smashing and dashing? If I was doing the survey, I would have also asked women the same questions, and I'm sure less of them would be single, signaling to me that multiple women are sharing the same men. You guys out there that have been listening to my content and Red Pill creators for a decade now know that this is happening. Now you probably want to know what comes next. We ride the other half of the population bell curve back down, but I'm just worried about the human race becoming too prosperous and successful, having everything we wanted handed to us on a digital platter, thanks to AI. Imagine everyone suddenly having AI making them beautiful, rich, and giving them all the free time in the world. How will people keep track of who has more status? I've said before that people have to gain social status by doing something special and finding some individual purpose. Those two needs can't be satisfied by artificial intelligence. Most humans just naturally crave the admiration of other humans, and what happens when there isn't enough of it to go around for everyone? Also, what are people supposed to do when they're having trouble finding purpose in life? An existential crisis might be coming for them, and that's not an easy thing to go through. Then again, this new generation is so hopped up on the dopamine from their digital devices that not only is it preventing them from dating, but it's also preventing them from feeling enough boredom to go through with that crisis. And speaking of dopamine, the dopamine reward center circuits in my mind have been fried recently with the run-up in stocks and Bitcoin. So much money was flowing in that I went numb and stopped feeling euphoria or anything at all when the number goes up or down. I think that as a species, we are reaching overload when it comes to our dopamine receptors. We crave pleasure because it used to convince us to procreate, eat food, chase power and status, but we've gotten too good at satisfying our needs sexual and entertainment-wise. And having a girlfriend is no longer as thrilling as it was for Gen Xers when we were alone and bored on a Friday night after school. You could stay home and watch television, or you could eat out. But that wasn't enough to keep you occupied. So many of us would go to all-ages nightclubs if we were lucky and meet girls. I'm surprised that even 56% of guys have had girlfriends in their teens. I'm really surprised that number hasn't fallen further. Maybe it has, and those guys are just lying about it. I'm sure that in major cities, it's also a lot lower. Young guys aren't being sent their own way or choosing to do it consciously. It appears to just be happening naturally, and they aren't pissed off about it, or had to go through some sort of trauma to learn about the dangers of women. They didn't have to do the good old cock-benefit analysis. Other things, including their phones, are winning their attention instead. Companies like TikTok and YouTube have gotten so good at capturing and keeping young men's attention, along with the hub, if you know what I mean, that they're now destroying relationships and family formation for future corporate profits. A lot of people are always going on about how the fertility rate's crashing is all some sort of big conspiracy, when in reality it's just people urbanizing and technology companies trying to profit off of our attention. Humans only reproduce en masse if we have to because of selfish reasons, i.e. someone to work the land for you as a cheap or free labor source, and having kids is a way to create cannon fodder for war because if your enemies are having kids, then you might fear that, so you might have to procreate so they don't conquer you. So that means refilling the ranks. In the last handful of decades, guys have been having sex for pleasure and not procreation as much. But now there are greater digital pleasures to be had, so sex and relationships are slowly disappearing. Humans are easy to control from the standpoint of reproduction and sex. Give us a nice, safe, warm place to live with guaranteed survival, and we stop reproducing. Give us a nice, stable source of dopamine that never rejects us like a real person would, and we will stay single forever and avoid having sex. The new question is, how do we live the good life while simultaneously choosing to reproduce and create new life? That's the trillion-dollar question we need to find an answer to in coming decades. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way the teenage guys are increasingly choosing not to smash teenage girls, because they're too busy with their phones. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think there's a conspiracy to wreck fertility rates when it's just that people love their phones far more away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.